Today, Shir's Masechta Suk on Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin with the beginning of the Gemara following the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara will begin to discuss what we have learned in yesterday's Shir in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah began, Lulav Arava Shisha Veshiva, that there are sometimes in the Beis Hamikdash where Netilas Lulav was taken for 6 days, and sometimes it was taken for 7 days. The same with the mitzvah of Arava, exactly what the mitzvah is, we will see in today's sugya, but it involved circling around the Mizbeach. Sometimes the Arava was taken for 6 days, sometimes it was taken for 7 days. The Mishnah continues, four lines down in the Mishnah, Ketzad Yontav Arishon Shechag Shechal Yois B'Shabbos Lulav Shiva. If the first day of Yontav falls out on Shabbos as it did this year, Tavshin Samach Zayin, so then the lulav is taken on Shabbos, but Vishar Kol Hayomim Shisha, but any other day of Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos, the lulav would not be taken. The Gemara will tell us that there was a Gzeres Chachamim, although the Pasuk says, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim, that there is a mitzvah to take the lulav for 7 days. However, because of Gzeres Chachamim, which we will see in the Gemara, the only time you would take it for a full 7 days is if the first day came out on Shabbos. If any other day of Sukkot came out on Shabbos, one would not take the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash. Arava Shiva Ketzad, how is it possible to have an Arava for 7 days in the Beis Hamikdash? If Yoyim Shvi Shal Arava, Shechal Yoyis B'Shabbos, Arava Shiva. If the Hoshana Rabba, the seventh day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, so then the Arava is taken. V'shar kol yom shisha, but on any other day of Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos, not the seventh day, then on that day, which let's say Chol HaMoed Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, on that day, the Arava would not be taken. And now the Gemara is going to focus on the lulav part and the Arava part. We will see on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara. Amai, why is the halacha that if any other day except for the first day falls out on Shabbos, the lulav is not taken on that day? What isser? The Gemara assumed that the isser was tiltal. It's an isser of muktza, and that isser of muktza on Shabbos is preventing one from taking the lulav. Amai, tiltal ba'almahu. It's merely tiltal for litchi Shabbos. And let the mitzvah of lulav be doiches Shabbos. And what the Gemara is referring to is a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells us that the inyan of muktzah was a gzeirah from Nechemya ben Chachalia when he saw, as Rashi there says, quote, "Dahavim mezalzlim b'Shabbosus." He saw that Klal Yisrael was doing Averis on Shabbos, they were being negligent and cheapening the whole aspect of Shabbos, and because of that, to enhance Kedusha Shabbos, he was misakin the inyan of Isser Muktzah, of being metaltal, stones, for example, or pieces of wood. So the whole Isser that would be involved here would be an Isser of Tiltal. But since that Isser is not predicated on a potential Isser deraisa, it's not a gzeir, it's not a shvus, one of the lama tes malachas, it is merely an enhancement of the whole Kedusha Shabbos, it's not considered such a chomer dika Isser. If so, v'litchi Shabbos. So let the mitzvah of lulav be doiche this Isser kal of tiltol, even on Shabbos, and one should take the lulav always for 7 days, even if it's not the first day that comes out on Shabbos. Amar Rabba, so Rabba answered, Gzeira. There is a Gzeira. Shema yitlena biyadav yelech etzel baki lomid. Maybe a person will take it in his hand, and he's not familiar with how to make the bracha, for example, and therefore he will take it to a baki to learn. Vayavirenu arba amis b'rishus rabim, and he will come to carry it 4 amis in the rishus rabim. In the Gemara's havimina that tiltu ba'almahu, so the bottom Tosis tells us Since it's not made for a keli, so therefore the lulav, even though you're doing it for a mitzvah, it would be shayich mukta. However, the Gemara's kasha was that let the mitzvah of lulav be doicha, that relatively iser kal of tiltil that Nehemiah enacted, and the Gemara's teretz says no, it's a serious gzeirah. Gzeirah shemit lenabiyon. Maybe he'll take it in his hand and he'll forget and he'll run to a baki to teach him the halachas of netilas lulav and the brachas, and he will come to carry it for amos in the rishus harabim, which means that after he walks out of his house, he will make a hanocha, then he'll carry it for amos. He'll make an akira of the chayfetz. He'll pick it up, go for amos, make another hanocha, and then make an akira and bring it into the house of the baki to ask him his questions. So because of a Jew who might come to be over on this Isser of Shemi Avirena Arbamas Rishus Rabbim, they stopped Netilas Lulav on Shabbos during Sukkot. Rashi tells us in the top Rashi of Avirena Arbamas Rishus Rabbim that Huadin, that the Gemara didn't have to say the Isser of Havoras Arbamas Rishus Rabbim. The Gemara could have said that he'll be over on Hoitzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab. Rashi says, why didn't the Gemara say that? Because in most situations, there's more of a cheshash that he'll come to Havoras Arba Amis and not to Hoitzah, because perhaps the thing will be lying in a Carmelis or in a Karfuf or in a yard, which they do not have din of Rishus HaYochid, and therefore there will not be any Isser Derais of Oitzah into Rishus HaRabim, but there still could be Isser Avor Rishus HaRabim. So Isser Avor Rishus HaRabim of Dalet Amos is applicable in any situation, and Oitzah would only be if he's taking it from a Rishus HaYochid and not if he's taking it from these other places. Another answer to the question Rashi gives is that if he would Lamashal pick it up in the Rishus HaYochid and he wants to put it in another corner of his house, and then he would decide to take it out in the Rishus HaRabim, so his initial Akiri had no Kavana to make Hoitzah into the Rishus HaRabim, he would be Potter for Hoitzah, unless he was Amid Lafish, unless he rested, he stopped, and then he decided to take it out. Then he would be Iver. But if he didn't stop to rest, he would not be Chayiv for taking it out. So therefore, the Gemara rather chose the Isser, the Gzeir of Shemi Avirena Arba'amis Rishus HaRabim. Tosfos brings down Rashi's pshat, the two reasons why the Gemara did not use Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Tosfos says, V'tam Risha Nira, he likes better the first pshat, because the second pshat would apply by Havoras Dalet Amos also. Because if the person did not originally think to move it for Amos and Rishus HaRabim, even if subsequently he did move it for Amos and Rishus HaRabim, he would not be Chayiv. So in that respect, carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim would be the same as Havoras Dalet Amos. So therefore, Tosfos likes the first pshat of Rashi, not the second. Tosfos suggests his own pshat, that from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim there's less of a gzeira, because you can tell there's a hecker. You're moving from a enclosed area, a house, into the Rishus HaRabim. A person will remember. However, once a person is in the Rishus HaRabim itself, there's no demarcations, there's no signs, and there is a more of a chash that he will come to be over on Havoras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. The sheet of the Meiri in our sugi is that the Gemara could be speaking about a regular case where a person's in his house and he forgets about the Isser Hoitzah, runs out into the Rishus HaRabim, carries four Amos in the Rishus HaRabim, doesn't stop, doesn't make a Hanocha and another Akira and another Hanocha for Amos like we said before, but rather he goes straight from his house to the Chacham's house. But the Meiri holds that one would be over on in such a scenario, which is a normal case where he would just walk from his house to the Baki's house, forgetting about the Isser of Havora, and here he would be over on Havoras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, according to the Meiri, that taking from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid and going through a Rishus HaRabim, even though he doesn't stop and start again, he would still, according to the Shitas HaMeiri, be over on carrying Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim, and that's the case the Meiri says is in our Gemara, and that's the reason for the Gzeirah. Just would like to share with the Oilam in brief a tremendous thought that I've heard from Yisrael Schlesinger Shlita, a Chashev Rav in Muncie, New York, who pointed out that although Hoitzah is the last of the Lamed Tes Melachos in the Mishnah in Shabbos Klal Gadol, Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, however, it is the first halacha discussed in the Masechta. Tosfos asked this question, and Tosfos says it's a malacha gruahi, and it needs more study. However, there is another possible answer, and that is that the Isser of Hoitzah, which is much discussed in Masechta Shabbos, besides Yetzias HaShabbos, the beginning, Hazorek, Hamatzniyah, there's a lot of Dafi Gemara in Masechta Shabbos about this malacha. This malacha actually is the essence of Shabbos. And he brought a medrash in Bereishis Rabba that there was a debate between Rabbi Kiva and Turnus Rufus HaRosha. Turnus Rufus HaRosha says to Rabbi Kiva, you're telling me the Sambatyon, the river that didn't throw stones on Shabbos, is a proof that the debris itself rests on Shabbos. But Hashem doesn't keep Shabbos. Why? Because he lets drops come out of the clouds, that's one rishus, and come down to earth, that's another rishus. And he lets the winds blow, so he's over on Yitzhiyah Mirshus L'Rishus. Said to him, Rabbi Kiva, I'll give you a marshal. If you have two people who are sharing a chutzer, they have to make an eruv between them to carry from one house to the other. But if one person owns that same chutzer, he's allowed to carry throughout the chutzer. The mistake you're making is that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's never Hoitzah Mirshus L'Rishus, because the whole world is the Rishus HaYachar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Schlesinger explained that this was not just an argument between Rabbi Kiva and Turnus Rufus, whether Hashem keeps Shabbos or not, but it was a conceptual one as far as what's in the world. Is this world a Rishus HaYachar of Hashem? Does everything revolve around Hashem? Or does this world have different Rishuyos? And the message of that Rabbi Kiva was giving to Turnus Rufus was, you believe that this world is a Rishus HaRabim. There are many forces that play in this world. I'm telling you, there's only one force in the world. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the message of Shabbos is, as illustrated by the Malach of Hoitzah, that a Jew, unfortunately, when he leaves Shabbos and goes into the 6 days of creation, he forgets that there's Hashem, everything, less asar ponimine, there is no place, as the Zohar says, that is absent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and he believes that there are other forces, he has to deal with other forces, he forgets that there's only one force, Ein Oid Malvado, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Isser of Hoitzah, from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, or in the Rishus HaRabim itself, our Gemara of Dalet Amos, is all to tell a person that your hashkafa, your weekday hashkafa is wrong, that there is a Rishus HaRabim. Really? As we learn from the pasuk, Al Yetze Ish Mim Kaimai, Al Yetze Ish Mim Kaimai, and this was said at Mora, the mitzvah of Shabbos was already said before Har Sinai, and right afterwards came the Mon, and comes this pasuk, Al Yetze Ish Mim Kaimai. The message is, the Zohar says, Mim Kaimai means Mim Kaimai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lesson of Shabbos is, you men who believe that there is, during the 6 days of creation, your work week, there is a Rishus HaRabim, there are many forces and powers out there. No, there's only a Rishus HaYachad. But according to your belief, I'm asking you to carry from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, or four Amos into Rishus HaRabim. But you should know, the lesson of Shabbos is, Al Yaitzi Ish Mim Kaimai, says the Zohar, Mim Kaimai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can never go away from the Makom. Hashem is called Makom because He is the entire world. And the pasuk says, "Vishafta Hashem Lekecha." Tshuva is also coming to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, where man makes up the rupture that he had with Hashem. He shin beis tov means to return, and it means Shabbos because it's the same message of Shabbos. And I thought perhaps Vishafta, the vav, is the 6 days of creation have to become Shabbosticka days. Your work week has to become a Shabbosticka one. The sixth, the vav of Vishafta is telling you, return from your hashkafa that there's a world with many powers, with a Rishus HaRabim out there. No, there's only a Rishus HaYachad, and make that concept throughout the 6 days of your work. It's very fitting, therefore, that this whole gzeirah over here on lulav, and we're going to see right now in the Gemara Shofar and Megillah as well, is all because we're touching on Shema Yavirenu Arba Amos Rishus Rabbim, which is the crux and the very essence, Haitzah, defines what the message of Shabbos is all about. Continues the Gemara, behind the time of the Shofar. This is why we do not blow Shofar as it happened again, Tavshin Samach Zayin, this year, when the first day of Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. We did not blow Shofar on Shabbos, because he may forget, and he may go to a baki with his Shofar to teach him all about the Shofar, Shema Yavirenu Arba Amos Rishus Rabbim, behind the time of the Megillah. And that's why if Purim comes out on Shabbos, we do not read the Megillah. Also, for that reason, he may take it to a baki and be over on Shema Yavirenu Arba Amos Rishus Rabbim. Pray the Gemara, Yahi, if so, Yoyim Rishon Nami. Why did our Mishnah say that if the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then the mitzvah is doiche, this gzeir of Shema Yavirenu? We should say on the first day also we should make a gzeira. The Gemara tries to give the following answer. Rishon hatakina le'rabbanan bebeisoi. We learned at the end of the Mishnah yesterday that they used to bring their lulavim to the Beis HaMikdash Erev Shabbos. And then on Shabbos there would be a whole tumult with everybody throwing their lulavim one to another and trying to grab their lulav that they had brought Erev Shabbos. And the Chacham saw would come Ligdei Sakana. So he made a takana that people should have the Tilas Lulav in their house. So this will remind them that it's Shabbos, and we're not afraid on the first day where they made this Takana that he will come to carry it in his house. Tosfos points out that why didn't we make the Takana he should do the Tilas Lulav always in his house, and there wouldn't be any problem of Shem Avirena Dalet Amos Rishus Rabbim. So Tosfos says the Gemara knew what we're soon going to learn, that the first day is special because even Begvulin, even not in the Beis HaMikdash, at the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah deraisa from the other pasuk of Lekachtem Lechem B'Yom HaRishon to take the lulav even in Gvulin. So since it's such a mitzvah chashuva, the Chachamim did not make their gzeira to begin with of Shema Yavirenu on the first day of Sukkot. So the Gemara at this point thought there are two reasons together: the chashivas of the mitzvah on the first day, plus the reminder from Beisoy. The Gemara is soon going to say that the reminder from Beisoy doesn't always work. The Orach Laner points out that when he adds on that when it's in his house, the man begins to think, why is it in my house? Because we brought the lulavim to the Beis HaMikdash Erev Shabbos. Why do we bring it Erev Shabbos? Because you're not allowed to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. And that led to fighting and throwing lulavim and sakana. And that's why Chazal brought it back that we have to do the Tilas Lulav in the house. So that whole cheshbon brings him to conclude that the whole problem came about because we had to bring it Erev Shabbos. And then on Shabbos we were grabbing our lulav. So that itself will prompt him to remember it Shabbos and not on the first day to bring it out into the Rosh Hashanah. And that's why they didn't make a gzeira according to the Gemara right now. The Gemara is Havamina on the first day. The Gemara asks the Kasha, that won't work. Ha tinech achra takana. That's good. After the takana, what you're saying, that the house will serve to remind him not to bring it out. He's taking it on Shabbos in his house differently than the rest of the week, which will remind him not to go to the baki. But koyim takana ma'ik lemember, when they used to bring their lulavim Erev Shabbos, why aren't we afraid that someone didn't bring it Erev Shabbos and he'll forget, and he knows that always you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash even on Shabbos? There'll be nothing to remind him not to bring it over to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So how were we able to have it on the first day of Yontav Netilas Lulav? Why didn't we make this gezeira before the Takana to do it b'bayis? To get more answers, we have to say what we mentioned before: El Rishon the Isya Min HaTorah Bigvulin, the first day of Yontav where you have a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah is from Usmach Tulufnei Hashem Alekechem Shivas Yom. There it's 7 days, but in the Gvulin, in the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah was at least the first day. So since it's, as Rashi says, it's such a mitzvah chashuva that even in the Gvulin they had to keep it for 1 day. Like Gazru ba Rabbanan, the Rabbanan did not make a gzera. Hanach, the other days of Sukkot, the Lasnam, the Natarbik Gvulim, that even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Chiv Midaraisa in the Gvulim, so it's not such a Chashuv Mitzvah as the first day of Yontif. Then Gazru Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made Gzeira, and Rashi brings the Gemara in Yevam, and stuff, Tzadik on the Beis, that, to quote Rashi, Vim Toimar, we're reading in the middle of the Rashi, El Rishon, it says Rashi Vim Tarman Nimtz Bez the Masnin Locker Dovim in the Torah. How could Bezin go against something in the Torah? We asked that Kashi Masechta Yevamos Shaninin. The answer is Shev the Al Tasa Shani. That since they're only doing it by not making an action against the Torah, but rather telling people don't do something. The Shev the Al Tasa the Chacham Yesh Chacham Locker Dovim in the Torah. The Shev the Al Tasa. The Gemara, Ihochi, as Rashi explains. If the reason why on the first day of Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, there the Rabbanim were not geyser, because it's a mitzvah cheshuv that's done even in the Gevulin, ha'idna nami. So now also, on the first day of Yom Tov, why don't we say that it's doyche Shabbos, even in our times also? Answers the Gemara, anan lo yadinim b'kviya di'archa. Because we do not know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is or Rosh Hashanah is. And the Gemara is referring to the fact that when they were Mekadesh, the Chodesh Al Piriya, based on the testimony of Adam. So the people in Bavel never knew exactly when Sukkot was, because it depends if Rosh Hashanah was a day earlier or a day later, depending on the testimony of the Edom. Was Elul 29 days, or was Elul Mole, was it 30 days? And if Rosh Hashanah gets pushed off a day, Sukkot gets pushed off the day. So they used to keep 2 days of Yontif to make sure that either way that they were keeping Yontif. And Tosfos explains in the Divrei HaMaskil Lo Yadina Mikvira Yarcha, says Tosfos Lavishim Lo Yadina. It's not because we really don't know, and he brings Gemara in Beit Daftal and Mebeis Do Idna Yadinin. We do know because Hillel Hasheni came along and made a calendar for all times where we would, even when the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed and they no longer would be Mekadesh Al Piriya based on the sight of the new moon by the Edim, there would be a regular calendar. So today we do know when Beis Din has established the Rosh Chodesh, and subsequently we know when Sukkot is exactly. But says Tosfos, Alavod Rabbanan Ki'ilu Lo Yadin, the Chachamim made as if we don't know, Mishum Gzeira, because they made a Gzeira that sometimes there might be that the Jews live under a wicked ruler who will prevent them from using their calendar, and then they will not know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, they won't know when Sukkot is, they won't know exactly when Pesach is, and therefore they have to act, even at the time when we do know, we have to act as if we don't know. And therefore, it comes out that it is a suffix, I don't really know whether I am being Mekayim a mitzvah now or not, and since I don't know, therefore, even on the first day, we will not be Doiche Shabbos, because we only are Doiche the Isser if we know we're being Mekayim a mitzvah 100%. But if we have a Suffolk, because we don't know if today is really Sukkot or not, or we have to act as if we don't know, according to Tosfos, so in such a scenario, we are not Doiche the Isser, and that's why if Yontif Sukkot, the first day, comes out on Shabbos, as it happened this year, we did not do Netilas Lulav on the first day of Yontif. Ask the Gemara, Inu, as Rashi explains, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Yadi B'Kvi Yadiyarchi, who were being Mekadesh Al Piriya at that time, let them, Litchu, let the mitzvah of Lulav, the first day, Bidoicha, Morris says, Einachinami, I'll prove to you, you're right, that it is Doicha. Tosfos points out that at the Maskana of the Gemara tells us on Daf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph that since we don't do it in Chutz Laretz, so not to make Loy Plug, not to make Agudis Agudis divisions in Klal Yisrael, we don't have Eretz Yisrael taking the Lulav on the first day of Yontif, and in Chutz Laretz not taking the Lulav the first day of Yontif. But at this point in the Gemara doesn't realize that yet, and the Gemara says that Ein Echanami in Eretz Yisrael, when they were in Mekadosh Al Piriya, and they knew precisely when Sukkos was, and the Shluchei Bezdin were able to reach all the communities in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't able to reach the communities in Bavel by the time Sukkos comes around. But the ones in Eretz Yisrael knew, so Ein Echanami, then they would be able to take the Lulav, even Bizman Hazeh, on the first day of Yontif when it came out on Shabbos. And the Masar Shas now says this nun, because we learned in a Mishnah, Chodo, one Mishnah tells us, B'yontif Rish Shachag, Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, a Mishnah on Mem Beis Amid Beis, Kol La'omai Lichnas Uluvein L'Harabais, they used to bring their loving to the Harabais, that was obviously at the time of the Beis Amidish, V'tanya, or as the Masar Shas says, Ust Nan, we learned, Idach, another Mishnah, that they used to bring it to Beis HaKnesses. So how could it be they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash? They also brought it to the Beis HaKnesses. Shema Mino, Kam is Mancha Beis HaMikdash Kaim, Kam is Mancha Ein Beis HaMikdash Kaim. So one is speaking about a time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would bring it to the Har Bais, to the Beis HaMikdash. And when there was no Beis HaMikdash, they brought it on Yontav Arish and Shalchag. The Mishnah said, where did they bring it? To the Beis HaKnesses. So we see that even in our time, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, if they were still being Mekadosh Al Piriya, and they knew precisely when the Kviya D'Yarcha was, Ein Echanami, the Chachamim permitted them and did not make Gzeira, they were allowed to do Netilas Lulav even on Shabbos, if it's the first day coming out on Shabbos. Shema Mino, this in fact is a good Raya, but again, the Gemara is going to go away from this, and the Gemara is going to say that the Shul is speaking about at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Gvulin, where it was not in the Beis HaMikdash itself, it was in the outskirts, outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that's when they would bring it to Shul, but I'm speaking about Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim. But Ein Echanami, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we don't make any exceptions. In Chutz Laretz, we don't shake the Lulav on Shabbos, even the first day, and the same halacha, according to the Maskam of the Gemara, applies in Eretz Yisrael itself. Continues the Gemara. The Isya min HaTorah b'Gvul Menon. How do we know that on the first day of Yontif it's Midaraisa that one should take the Lulav in the outskirts of Yerushalayim? The Sanyu is learned from Braisa. It says, Ulekachtem, and as Tosis has explained previously, it's Lashon Rabbim. Lekachtem lochem b'yom rishon shetei lekicha b'yad kolecha v'yechad, that every Jew should take a lulav. If it would have said ulakachta, that you should take, so then we would have said that this is a mitzvah on Bezdin. But since it says ulakachtem b'loshen rabim, then we say it means that every Jew has a mitzvah to take a lulav. The Gemara expounds further, lachem, what does that mean? Misha lachem. Lahoitzi es hashov es hagazel, that you have to take it from your own, and you should not borrow it. This Gemara holds that if you're not yoytz with a borrowed lulav, or vesagazel with a stolen lulav, it has to be yours. B'yoyim, it says, b'yoyim arishin, you should take it. It didn't have to say the word b'yoyim. It could have said, ulekachtem barishin, so we learn b'yoyim afilu b'shabbos, that the mitzvah of lulav is doiches Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to ask, what do we need a limit for that for its parshat? Because there was no Isra Tiltal, there was no Gzeirud Rabbanan at that time. Why would the Torah have to tell us that Afilu B'Shabbos? We'll see that in a few minutes. The Gemara continues, Rishon Afilu B'Gvulin, that as Rashi explains, since the Pasuk doesn't say that this mitzvah is Lifnei Hashem, it just says you should take, and it doesn't say Beferishet, speaking about the Beis HaMikdash, so we learn out that even Begvulin on Lekachtem Lechem B'Yoyim Arishon, that even Begvulin there's a mitzvah to take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Why does it say Har Rishon with a Hey Melamed She'ein Adoicha Ela Yomtiv Arishon Bolvat, that the only time that you could take a lulav is when on Shabbos, when the first day of Yomtiv comes out on Shabbos, but not when the other days of Yomtiv come out on Shabbos. Amar Mar, we learned before, B'yoyim, v'afilo b'Shabbos. The Gemara asked the question that we said before, Michti tiltu ba'almahu. The whole reason why you shouldn't be able to take a lulav on Shabbos is because of the Isser Tiltul, and the L'chayrit Tiltul, which is only an Isser Rabbanan, should not stay in the way of this mitzvah d'oraisa. At the time of the Torah, there was no gzeira of Nehemiah of Tiltul. So what does the Torah have to tell us of Philip Shabbos? The Gemara answers, Michti Tiltul ba'almahu, it's recall the Mishri Tiltul. The Gemara is asking a question. Does the Pasuk have to be Matur Tiltul? There was no gzeira of Tiltul yet that the Torah had to be Matur. Omer Rava, I need a pasuk of Philip Shabbos to be matir the preparations of lulav, which Rashi says are, for example, to cut down from the mechubur the lulav, ula oigdoi, and to do eged, as Rabbi Yudis says, lulav tzorach aged. We learned that before, that you have to tie up a lulav with the same min as one of the three minim. So that is, according to this Tana, is Mutra Filo B'Shabbos. Valiba the High Tana, it's going according to the following Tana, the Sani we learned in the Braisa, Lulav Chol Makshir of Doichnes of Shabbos, Divra Blazer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that not only the mitzvah of Lulav itself, but Lulav and all the things that are necessary as a preparation for Lulav are Doichnes of Shabbos. My Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? My time of Rabbi Lezer, Amr Kra, B'yoyim v'afilu b'Shabbos. The very passage that we're learning now, that B'yoyim v'afilu b'Shabbos, is Doiche, tells us that even Machshirim are Doiche Shabbos. Rabbanan hai B'yoyim Abdelai. What did Rabbanan do with the word B'yoyim? Because the Rabbanan hold that Lulav itself doesn't need a heter of this pasuk because there was no Isser Tiltul yet. And Machshirim, the Rabbanan hold, Machshirei Lulav are not Doiche Shabbos. The Gemara answers, that the mitzvah of lulav is only in the daytime and not at nighttime. Frey, the Gemara of Rav Lezer, b'yoyim v'layla minali. Since he uses the pasuk b'yoyim v'afilu machshirv, what does he use the pasuk? How does he know b'yoyim v'layla b'layla? The Gemara says, nafka let me say for the Kori. He knows it from the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says, usmachta l'fnei Hashem l'keichem. Shivas yamim, so I learn out, yamim v'layla. That's how he knows that there's no mitzvah of lulav at night. The Gemara has the kash v'rabbanon. What do the Rabbanan do with that limud? Why don't they just learn it out from Yom V'Layla? What do they need? Yoyim and Loy Laila, they have Yomim V'Loy Laila. It's Rabbanan, Ime Hasam. If it would be from over there, Havamina, I would have thought, Leilif Yomim Yomim Misukkah. I would say, let's learn on Xer Shav of Yom Yomim from Sukkah. Ma'alahol on Yomim V'Afilu Laila. Just like by Sukkah, it's days and even nights is a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah even at night. Afkan Nami here by Lulav also Yom V'Afilu Laila. That's why I need a special pasuk be Yom V'Loy Belaila. The Gemara asks the Kasha, V'Sukkah Gufa Minol. And how do we know that the mitzvah of Sukkah is by day and at night? The Tana Rabbanan we learned, V'Sukkah's Teishu, Shivas Yomim, you should dwell in Sukkah for 7 days. Yomim V'Afilu Leilois, that Yomim means including nights. Ata Oimer Yom V'Afilu Leilois, Oyein El Yom V'Leilois. Maybe days means daytime and not at night. V'dinu. And I will prove this to you from Lulav. Ne'mer Kan Yomim. It says over here by Sukkah, it says Yomim. And the Namar Balulav Yom, it says by Lulav Yom, Malahan Yom Veloy Lilas, Afkan Yom Veloy Lilas, just by, like by Lulav, it's Beyoim Veloy Belaila. So the same thing by Sukkah, it should also be Beyoim Veloy Belaila. Because by Lulav, as Rashi points out, we learned, Yoim Harishon. And when Yoim Harishon is Yoim Veloy Lilas. So maybe I learn out Sukkah is from Lulav, Beyoim Veloy Belaila. So we say no. Namer kan yom, it says by Sukkah yomim, v'namer b'miluim yomim. And it says by the miluim, when at the beginning of the consecration of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Leviim were told to sit in the Azorah and not to leave it, as the Pasuk says, in Pesach oil moed, loy seitzu shivas yomim, that for 7 days they were not allowed to leave the entranceway of the oil moed. So Malahan Yomim V'Afilu Leilos, just like over there was round the clock, it was days, even nights. Afkan by Sukkahs, Yomim V'Afilu Leilos, it's days and nights as well. So we have an option here. We can either look at Lulav Yom V'Loy Laila, or we can compare Sukkahs to Miluim. Nir Lami Doima, which one? Let me see which one Sukkahs is more like. Don in Davish Mitzvasi Kolayim, Davish Mitzvasi Kolayim, Vayachich Davish Mitzvasi Shrachas. Let me learn out something that is constant, like the Miluim. I'll learn Sukkot from Miluim. It's all around. It's not just for a second. Whereas Lulav, once you pick it up, you're already Yaitz to the Mitzvah. So it's only a Mitzvah Shrachas. So it would make more sense to learn Sukkot from Miluim, which is more constant. Maybe you should go this approach. Don in Davish Mitzvasi Ledairis. Maybe I should learn out Sukkot from Lulav, because Lulav is for all generations, as is Sukkot. And don't bring me a proof from Miluyim, which was only Noeg at the time of the Chanukah Mishkan, and does not apply for further generations. So how do I know which way to go? Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says, Teshvu L'gzei Rishava. I have the word Teshvu, both by Sukkot, because it says Vasukkot Teshu Shivas Yom, and I have it also by the Miluim Upesach Olmoy Teshu Yom V'Laila Shivas Yomim. So I make Gzeirah Shavu from one to the other. Nemer Kan Teshu V'Nemer Miluim Teshu Malahal Yom V'Afilu Leila Safkan Yom V'Afilu Leila. So we do learn it out from Miluim, from Gzeirah Shavu Teshu Teshu, that it means day and night. Although Tosfos says it's not precisely the same, because by a sukkah you have a chiyuv to sleep in a sukkah, and it's usher to sleep outside of a sukkah. By the Mishkan, we know Ein Yeshiva Bazur al Malchi Beis David Bulvad. So in fact, the Kahanim, Levim, who were standing at the Pesach Oil Moyed, they were not allowed, even though it says Teshu, but they weren't actually allowed to sit down. They had to stand, and they couldn't certainly go to sleep. So it's not exactly one from the other, but the words are the same, and therefore we can make this Gzeirah Shavah, and we are Mamayit Lulav, which is not the constant. So Lulav is only by Yoyim Veloy Belayla, Miluyim and Sukkis is both by Yoyim and Belayla. Now that we have ended the Inyan of Lulav, and we have come to the conclusion that a Lulav is taken on Shabbos if it comes out the first day of the Yontif. However, the other days we make Gzeirah Shemi Yavi Ren Adalat Amos Rishus Rabim. Now that we've explained Lulav, we go to Arava. We learned in the Mishnah, Arava Shiva Ketzad. How do you have 7 days of Arava? If the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah, comes out on Shabbos, then Arava is Doicha Shabbos. If any of the other days come out on Shabbos, Arava is not Doicha Shabbos. Then you would only have Arava being taken 6 days instead of 7 days. Arava Bishvi, my time of Dachi Shabbos, asking Gemara, why is a Rava Doich Shabbos if it comes out on the seventh day? So Rashi explains the Gemara's Kasha, because since the whole reason the first day of Yontif is Doich by Lulav is because, we, as the Gemara said on Amid Aleph, because it's a very Choshev Mitzvah, because it's even Bigvulin on the first day, as opposed to the other days of Sukkot where it's not Bigvulin. But Arava is Midaraisa, not Bigvulin. If it's not Bigvulin, it's like Lulav on the other days except for the first day. And just like the other days, there is a Gzeira of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis, so we should also make a Gzeira for the Arava Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis as well. And you shouldn't do the Arava whenever it comes out on Shabbos, even if the seventh day comes out on Shabbos. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Lefarsim Hashim Minat Torah. We have to mefarsim that Arava is Minat Torah, as we're going to see on Daf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. There are two shitas. Abishol shita is we learn Arava from Arve Nachal, plural. So one is referring to Arava of Lulav, and the other Arve, plural, is referring to the Arava when they went around the Mizbech. According to the Chachamim, it's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. But either way, there were people who are not familiar with the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. They're not familiar with the Drasha. And they were, in fact, by Susum, we're going to see at the end of the Daf today, who did not believe, who only believe in Torah Shebiksav, where it does not mention Beferish in the Torah, the mitzvah of Arava around the Mizbech. And they denied this mitzvah. So to be Mefarsim, that there is a mitzvah Minat Torah of Arava, that's why they did it on the seventh day to be Doich Shabbos, and the Rabbanan never made any kind of Gzeira to stop one from taking the Arava on the seventh day on Hashanah Rabba. Freidi Gemari, Hachi, Lulav Nami Litche, Kidei Lefarsmoi Shehu Menat Torah. So why not on the other days of Sukkot, when it comes out on Shabbos. Why is it only the first day? Even the other day should be Darach Shabbos at the Bima Farsim, that Lulav is Minat Torah, that the mitzvah of Lulav is Minat Torah. Because again, where are we learning it out from? In the Beis HaMikdash, we're learning it out that it's Midaraisa, because it says, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yamim. It doesn't beferish say it's speaking about Lulav. Maybe it's just going on the mitzvah of Simcha. So in order to be Mefarsim, we should be Doich Shabbos, even the other days, not only on the first day. The Gemara answers, Lulav Gzeir Mishum Derabba. Lulav on the other days, if it comes out on Shabbos except for the first day, it is not Doich Shabbos, because we have the Gzeir on Amid Aleph of Gzeir Derabba of Shemi Avirena Dalad Amis Rishus Arabim, and that's why it's not Doich Shabbos. Vei Gemari Hachi Arava Nami Nigzer. So why don't we make the same Gzeira by Arava? And Arava, as we said before, is comparable to the other days of Sukkot, not the first day, because it doesn't have the Mila that it's Bigvulin. If so, if you make a Gzeir on the other days of Sukkot, except for the first day, you should make a Gzeir on all the days of Sukkot concerning the Arava, because likewise, he can take it to the Chacham to find out the halachas of Arava. He'll also forget, and he'll be Shemi Yavirena Dalad Amis Rishisarab. The Gemara answers, the Gzeir of Shemi Yavirena Dalad Amis Rishisarab does not apply to Arava. It only applies to Lulav. Why? Because the people who are involved with the Arava in the time of the Beis HaMikdash were all learned people and were not afraid that they would come to make this mistake. As the Gemara says, Shluchei Bezden Maisila, who's the one who brings the Arava, the messengers of Beis, then they are well versed in the halachas. We're not worried that they're going to forget. However, Lulav, the Chol Masra, Lulav is given over to everybody. And by Lulav, there's a chash of Shemi Yavirenu, except for the first day, because it's a chash of mitzvah, because it's done even begulin. By Arava, we are not worried about this gezerah, because it is only given over to Shulchei Bezdin. And Rashi adds that in the Beis HaMikdash itself, it is, Ulamachra, says Rashi, in Divrei Maschil Shulchei Bezdin, Me'er Shabbos, Ulamachra's ain't a mitzvah l'chol adam, it's not a mitzvah on everybody, el kohanim ha-makifim bo'asam mizbeach, it's only to kohanim who are makif, who go around the mizbeach, and Tosfos, opposite the Gemara where we are, says, sha-kohanim's reason hain, v'loy osu l'deichel Shabbos, kohanim are very diligent and quick, and they're learned, we're not worried about them being mechal Shabbos. And we don't have to worry about the Yisraelim getting involved, the top of that Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Daf Shulchei Bezdin. We're not worried because the Yisraelim were never makiv the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, because where was this done? They walked around Beino Ulam Vilam Mizbeach, and Ein Yisrael Nichnas Beino Ulam Mizbeach, and Yisrael is not allowed to go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, where the Akafis around the Mizbeach of the Arava took place. So Mimela, everybody is connected with the Arava at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shulchei Bezdin, the Kahanim. We don't have to worry about them. They're well versed in the Halachas, and therefore there's no Gzeira. But Lulav, which is given over only, is given to all Jews, there we have to make a Gzeira, except for the first day of Yontif that comes out on Shabbos. As the Gemari Hachi, Kol Yoyminami, Litchi. So if we don't have to worry by Arava, so why is it only Doich Shabbos on the seventh day? Let it be Doich on every day, because you have nothing to make a gzera about. The Gemara answers, they will begin to question Lulav. If Arava is taken every day, even on Shabbos, even when the seventh day doesn't come out on Shabbos, any other day comes out on Shabbos, and Lulav is only the first day of Yontif that comes out on Shabbos, it's taken. But any other day it's not taken, they'll think that Arav is more chashuv than Lulav. Lulav is not such a chashuv of a mitzvah. Vei de Gemara velitchi biyontif risha. Why do we make Arav the seventh day? Why don't we make Arav the first day? And we'll still be mefarsim that it is shehi min ha-Torah on the first day. So the Gemara says, no, loy mochemilsa, that we will not have a clear indication if we do it on the first day. Why? Amri, people will say, lulav v'dekadachi. The reason why we are able to take the Arava is agav the lulav, since the lulav was taken the first day. That's why we take the Arava, but not really because the Arava is minat Torah. Maybe just since we're taking already the lulav, we take the Arava as well. Therefore, v'litchi, So the Gemara asks the kasha of litchi b'chad mahanach. Why do we do the seventh day? Why don't we do the third, fourth, fifth, any other day? Why specifically the seventh? The Gemara answers, kiv d'kam afdus l'mirishin uch mashvi. Once you already went away from the first day, we put it to the seventh day. This way we have a clear demarcation. We can't do the arav on the first day because people will confuse that it's only being nitcha because of lulav. Therefore, once we're pushing it away already, we go to the opposite extreme and we do it only on the seventh day. Yehochi asked the Gemara, ha'idna nami litchi. So why today, as Rashi explains, approximately in the middle of the Amud of Rashi, ha'idna nami, says Rashi, la'achar churban, after the churban, where we davdin arava chadjaim, we do the mitzvah of arava one day, as we're going to learn in Daf Mem Daled, because it's a minig and a vim hi. Bizman is that it's not the raisa, but it is a minig and neviim, bigvulin. Kivin the lekel meichesh midi litchi b'shri. Since there's nothing to worry about concerning the arava. Now, what's bothering Rashi now is, what do you mean? There's nothing to worry about. We don't have kahanim now working the base of mikdash after the churban. So l'chayr it's moser lakoil. If it's moser lakoil, then there is something to worry about shemi avirena. So says Rashi. Rashi Shita later is that chibut of arava means they're going to take it, and we will establish that the shluchei bezdin will be the ones to shake the arava. Lefarsima shehi b'migdish manatayra. Let's do this in order to mefarsim that in the migdish was midah araisa. Sharei legozra lebishri. They weren't gozer on the seventh day. Lachah churban mi gozerle. Why should they make a gzeira afterwards? So in other words, if Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, we should be daichet even bizman hazeh to be mefarsin that it was midoraisa at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and so Tosfos in the end of the second Tosfos Shluchei Bezdin says that Rashi was bothered that l'chayra now bizman hazeh there's no kehanim, so it is moser to ganz klal Yisrael. So now there would be a chash of Shemi Avirena Dalad Am is buying a rav as well as a lulav. And Taisus says, Bekuntris, the end of that Taisus, the last two lines, Bekuntris, Dachak Lefarish, Litchi, Vietlu, Vichaptu, Shluche Bezdin. So he says, Rashi asked this kasher, but he gave a Daichik Teretz that the Shluche Bezdin should be the ones to do it. Anyway, the Gemara asks, that Ha'idna, we should also keep the Minig of the Nevi'im and do the chibut of the Arava even on the seventh day of Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos. Gemara answers, Anan lo yadina b'kvidi yarcha. We don't know that we're doing a mitzvah for sure, and even if we have the calendar after Hillel Hasheni, we're not Samech on Riyah anymore, but as Taisa said on Amud Aleph, we have to act as if we don't know the kvidi yarcha. And therefore, because of the Isser we're not worried about Shemi Avirena if we go like Rashi, that we give it over to the Shulchei Bezdin, that we don't have to worry about Shemi Avirena. But now our original problem with which we began the sugya, today's shir, that there's an Isser Tiltel. So if there's a mitzvah vadai of lulav or arava, then in echnami to rabbanu we're never geizer the gzeira of tiltal otu to destroy the mitzvah. Avada, your mitzvah takes precedence over this iser tiltal, which is not a strong iser, as we explained, that it's not coming to take away a possible iser coming to an Isser Derais. It's just an enhancement by Nechemia of the Kedusha Shabbos in general, so that we would never enforce where it would cause us to lose the mitzvah of Lulav or the mitzvah of our Rava. But over here, where it's a Minig Nevi'im, the Minig Nevi'im is even less than a Rabbonin, and we don't even know that we're going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of the Nevi'im, the Minig HaNevi'im. So therefore, that we will institute the Isser Tiltel because what we're going to gain is a Suffolk Minig Nevi'im. And therefore, it's more important to uphold the Isser Tiltel. So that's what the Gemara says. Anan lo yadina b'kvi di'archa. We don't know kvi di'archa. And now there would be the original Isser Tiltel because you're only going to be mekayim a suffik minig the neviim. The Gemara has the kasha inu in Eretz Yisrael the yadi b'kvi the yarcha litchi. So let that positive minig on neviim be doicha the iser tiltel. So now the Gemara says ki also bar hedja, when bar hedja came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omer, he said loy ikla, it never came out. We never had this problem. Because of Shana Rabbah, they made sure it would never come out on Shabbos. They made the Elul Ma'uber 30 days, or they made a preceding month Ma'uber, so that they should never have this conflict. Ki also Ravin v'chol nechuse, when Ravin and all those who descended down from Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel, Rashi says either that it was the first time they came to Bavel, or it was those who lived in Bavel who went to Eretz Yisrael and came back to Bavel. When they came down, they said different than Bar Hedjia. Amri, they said, Ikla, it did come out that Hashanah Rabbah came out on Shabbos, and yet the Loidachi in Eretz Yisrael, where they knew Kviyat D'Yarcha, it was not Doicha. Ve'el Akasha, Ayav Akasha, it should be Doicha. There's no reason to stop being fulfilling the mitzvah where I know for sure I'm doing a mitzvah. I know when Sukkos is, I don't have any suffix, so let it be Doicha. Amar Rabbi Yosef, man leimel on da Rava ben Atila Dilma Biskifa, who says the mitzvah at the time of the Beis HaMikdash was as we have it today with the Minhag HaNeviim of Natila. Maybe the whole mitzvah of a Rava, at this is the Shita of Rabbi Yosef, maybe the mitzvah at the time of the Beis HaMikdash was putting it up next to the Mizbeach, and not walking around with it. There is a machloikis in our sugi here, a basic machloikis. Was the mitzvah of Arav in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that one would take the Aravos and put it next to the Mizbeach and walk around the Mizbeach with a lulav, or did one actually walk around the Mizbeach with the Arava and then put the Arava next to the Mizbeach? So Rabbi Yosef is suggesting that the minute that the din d'oraisa of Arava was the kifa next to the mizbeach, no netila. So the mitzvah today of the minhag haneviim of netila is not similar to the mitzvah that was at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And today we don't have a mizbeach, so there's no zekifa. Rashi says at the bottom of the Rashi, Dilma b'skifa v'hashto leka mizbeach hecha niskiva. There's no mizbeach, so we don't do skifa. And elamai the minig of the neviim of taking the arava and doing chibut with it, shaking it or beating it on the ground. That's not the mitzvah what they did. So therefore, to be mekayim that minig of neviim, even if you know vaday, b'kviyat d'yarcha in Eretz Yisrael, we would not be doicha the iser tiltol, because it's not the same as the mitzvah which took place at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Esri Abaye asked the kasha, that, and he disagreed with Rabbi Yosef. We learned in our Mishnah, lulav arava shisha v'shiva. Sometimes you take a lulav and arava 6 days, sometimes in the Beis HaMikdash you take it 7 days. My lav kilulav, that arava is taken like the lulav. My lulav and atila. Just like you take the lulav and you don't put it next to the mizbeach. Af arava netila, the arava is also taken and not just put next to the mizbeach. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef will answer, midiyirya, who says so? Hakadisa v'hakadisa. The lulav is taken by netila and the arava is taken by zekifa next to the mizbeach. That's not a shverkite. Esri Abai asked another question. We learned further in Daf Mem Hayam and Aleph, V'chol Yom Akifin HaMizbeach Pamachas. Every day of Sukkot they used to go around the Mizbeach one time. Oysa Yom An HaShana Rabba Shevapam, they would go around 7 times. My Lav V'Arava. Doesn't it mean that every day they would go around with the Arava once and on HaShana Rabba 7 times? The more answers, Loi, the Lulav. They went around 7 times with the Lulav, but the HaShana, the Arava was actually placed next to the Mizbeach and did not go around the Mizbeach. The Gemara asks the kasha of Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Avua Bar Rabba. They went around Bar Rabba. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye, who Amar Lach Bar Rabba? He told you Bar Rabba. No, I mean a lulav. I said they went around with a lulav. But the Arava was a kifa. And my answer still stands, that that's why it's not Doicha Shabbos. Even in Eretz Yisrael, when they're Yediyah B'Kvi D'Yarcha, the seventh day is not Doicha Shabbos B'Zman HaZeh. Itmar, we learned, Rav Lezer, Amar Belulav, that they went around with a lulav. Rav Shmuel Bar Nasan, Amar Rav Chanina Bar Rava, they went around with a Rava. V'chein, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rava Bar Vu Bar Rava, they went around with a Rava. Amale Rava, the Rav Yitzchak Bar Rava Bar Chana. Rava said to Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rava Bar Chana, Bar Urya, the son of someone who's learned in Torah. Tov, Emelach, come and I will tell you Milsam Al Yisab, beautiful things. The Haba Amar Avuch, that your father said. Hadisnan, that which we learned in the Mishnah, Kola Yamakifan Mizbech Pamakas. They would go around the Mizbech one time, Boy Sa Yamanani Shana Rabbi Makifan Mizbech Shavapam. They would go around seven times, Hachi Omar Rabbi Mishpeh Rabbi Lazar. Your father said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, with what did they go around seven times? Belulav. Esve, I'll ask you a question. Lulav Daiches Shabbos with Chilasi. Lulav is Daiches Shabbos on the first day of Yontif. If the first day of Yontif comes out on Shabbos, Varava, and Arava is Daiches Shabbos B'Soifrei, if the seventh day of Yishana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, Pam Achas Gemara relates a story. Chal Shvi Shal Arava Liyos B'Shabbos. The Yishana Rabbah came out on Shabbos. Ve'viu Mar B'Yos Shal Arava. They brought shoots of Arava Yos Me'erev Shabbos on Erev Shabbos because they couldn't bring it to the base of Mishan Shabbos. The Nichum Bazaram, they left them in the Azara. The Kiru Ben by Susan. And the by Susan who don't believe in Aravas because it's not written Beferish in the Torah, and they only believe in things that they could read Beferish in the Torah. They go against the Chazal. The Natlam, they took them. The Kafshim, they hid them, Tachsavonim, under the stones. And they knew, says Rashi, that once they're hidden under the stones, the Chachamim would not allow the stones to be removed because the stones are Muktzah. Explains the Marsha, although we have learned in today's shir that both the mitzvah of lulav and the mitzvah of arava, Chazal never assured if the isur would be tiltal. Why here does it say that they knew the chacham would not be matir muktza in order to be metaltel the lulav? We've learned that that it is not such a chashuv isur mit a rabbanan to stop one from being mekayim the mitzvah. Answers the Marsha, ain't a chanami. Every netilas lulav and every netilas arava involves tiltal. So the chachamim would not impose the isur tiltal, which was just done to enhance the kedusha Shabbos. It was not exera chamura like maver dalet amos b'shus rabin. So for tiltal alone, they would not let that stand in the way of kima mitzvah. But over here, it was a special case. It was a special scenario where it had been placed under the avonim. It wasn't the fact that by its very nature, a lulav or an arava is mukta if it has no specific purpose. Rather, that ein chanami the chachamim would permit. Here it was a special situation where it was under avonim and it was mukta. That the chachamim, says the Marsha, would not allow even in order to become the mitzvah of the Aravis. Lamacher, the next day, he kiru ben amiorats. There are amiorats, as Rashi explains, who didn't know the halachas of muktzah, but they were on the side of the perushim against the baisusim. The shamtum, they removed them, mitach savonim, from underneath the stones. Ve'viyim hakohanim, the kohanim brought them. The zokvim b'tzidei hamizbeach, and they brought them to the side of the Mizbeach, and the third last line of Rashi, the first wide line at the bottom, Rashi says, Avo Yisrael lo yeniknas ben lulav Mizbeach, just like Taisa says. Only the Kohanim were able to take it because it was ben lulav Mizbeach, there was no place for Yisrael to bring it. And what happened? The Kohanim brought it, Bezakfu Mitzinah Mizbeach, they put it next to Mizbeach, Lefi, Shein Baisusim Moidim, Shechibet Arava Dechse Shabbos. The Baisusim do not agree that Chibet Arava is Dechse Shabbos, says Rashi, continuing in that third last line on the Amid, Umidik Tani Chibet Arava Mechlal, the Biyad Noitlunaisom Naneim, Umakifu Bar Kohanim as Mizbeach, Ragle, Ba'achakach, Zoitfin Aisah. So Rashi gives us the definition of Chibet Arava, according to Rashi, it means you take it in your hand, you shake the Arava, and the Kohanim then go around the Mizbeach by foot, and then they place it next to the Mizbeach. So we see from this story, from the Lashon of the story, that the Baisusim are not Moida in Chibet Arava, Alma says the Gemara, Binatilahi, that it's not just that you put the Arava next to the Mizbeach, like Rav Yosef wanted to suggest, but rather it's like Abaye said that in fact, they use the Arav itself to go around the Mizbeach. To Yufta, this is a kasha on Rabbi Yosef and proves Abaye's point. The Rambam sheet is, the Chibut is, as we, our minig is, that we beat it on the ground, that's not like Rashi Nanua of the Arava, but rather hitting it on the ground. The Gemara has a kasha, now that you've schlugged up Rabbi Yosef's shot, that the minig on the Vim of Netila was not the same as the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, which was putting it next to the Mizbeach. You've proven that in the Beis HaMikdash also the mitzvah was taking the Arava. If so, our kasha comes back, Vela Nitchu. So why in Eretz Yisrael, where they're Baki Bikvi the Archa, and there's no reason to make an Isser Al Shemi Avirenu, because it's taken by the Shluchei Bezdin. And Tiltul will not stop in the way of a Vaday Mitzvah. Here you have a Vaday Mitzvah, which was the same as which was done in the Beis HaMikdash, so why isn't it Doiche after the Churban, when they knew Kviri Arche, why didn't they take the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah that came out on Shabbos? The Gemara answers, Kivin Danan Loi Dachinin. Since in Chutzlarz, where we have to act like we don't know Kviri Arche, so we, by us, Netilas Arava is not Doiche on Shabbos on Hoshana Rabbah, Inu Nami, in Eretz Yisrael, Loi Dachu. They also, we make one rule for Bava, one rule for Eretz Yisrael, the same rule. The Gemara asks the Kasha, but by Lulav, we saw not like that. On Mem, Gimel, Amid Aleph, and today Shir, we saw that the Gemara said, Einachanami, where it's Kviyat, the Yadinim, Kviyat, the Archa, you do take a Lulav on the first day of Sukkis, when it comes out on Shabbos, by Yantav, Arish, and Diladidon, Loi Dach, Lidatu, Dachi, by Asim Bavel, it's not Dachi, but for them in Eretzrol, it is Dachi. So why don't we do the same thing about Rava, Amri? So the Rabbanan said to answer this question, Lididhu Namiloi Dachi, and this is what Tosfos brought down in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Maskan of our Gemara is that since in Chutzlar it's not Doiche, therefore even where it is Yadin Bekvi Yark and Eretzrol, it is not Doiche, as Rashi says, the top Rashi here, Shaloi Lasis, Yisrol, Agudois, Agudois, Venira Kishtei Tyrus, Dilidan Loi Dachi, Lulav, Shabbos. By us in Chutzlar it's Lulav is not Doiche Shabbos, and we don't want to have separation and different parties, and it looks like there's two Torahs in Klal Yisrael. We want to have Achdus, and that's why both in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel, if the first day comes out, Bizman Hazeh, the first day of Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, we do not take the Lulav.